Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Kiddushin Daf Nun Zayin. We are holding on Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis. We are at Ulahanach Tanai, four lines from the end of the page on Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis. Today's shiur sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children and Lila Nishmas's mother, Golda Basimcha La Hashalom. We thank him very much for the continued sponsorship of the Daf Yomi. What we're going to learn about today is we had a Mishnah yesterday that discussed being Mekadesh and Isha with Isurei Hana'a. And we said that she is not Mekadeshes if you're Mekadesh and Isha with Isurei Hana'a. And we give a whole bunch of examples of Isurei Hana'a. So we started going through that list of examples of Isurei Hana'a and how we know that an Isha is not Mekadeshes. I'm sorry, how we know that each of these items are in fact Isurei Hana'a. So we discussed Arla, we discussed Kilea Kerem, and we're in the middle of discussing Shara Niskal. So the Gemara is going to finish the discussion where we work out the meaning of each word in the pasuk about Shara Niskal. Then we're going to talk about how we know Egla Arufa is Asabana. How do I know Tzipori Mitzora are Asabana? Once we're on the topic of Tzipori Mitzora, we're going to spend some time on that topic. When do Tzipori Mitzora become Asar? At what point do they become Asar Bana? We're going to have two opinions as to at what point they become Asar Bana, and three challenges to one of those opinions. Then the Gemara is going to have a discussion of how we know, you know, there are two Tzipori Mitzora. How do we know which one is Mutter and which one is Asar? Because only one of them is actually Asar Bana. So the Gemara is going to figure out how we know what's what. Then we're going to talk about how we know Seir Nazir is Asar Bana. How do I know that Petach Hamar is Asar Bana? How do I know that Basar B'Chalav is Asar Bana? Just going through the list that we had in the Mishnah. How I know Chulin Shnishchutu Ba'azara is Asar Bahana'a. And the Gemara is going to discuss the differences and the similarities between Chulin Shnishchutu Ba'azara on the one hand and Shchutei Chutz on the other hand, Kachim that are shechted outside the Azara, which is the opposite. What the comparison is, in what ways they're similar to each other and in what ways they are dissimilar to each other. So let's begin with Ulahanach Tanai, four lines from the bottom of the page. So says the Gemara, Ulahanach Tanai de Mafkile Hai Bala Sharnaki Lechatzi Kofar. According to those Tanaim who learn from the words Bala Sharnaki in the pasuk about Shara Niskal that a Shar Tam is potter from paying Chatzi Kofar, the halach is that a Shar Muad that kills a man has to pay the Bailim Kofar Shalem. That has to pay the Yarshim Kofar Shalem, meaning he killed the Shar killed the person, so the owner of the shor has to pay a kofar payment to the yarshim. So the Tanaim darshan from the pasuk Bala Sharnaki to tell me that the shor tam who kills a person is pater entirely from the kofar. That's what naki means. Naki means scot free. He doesn't have to pay anything of the kofar. One might have thought that, you know, when it comes to nezik and when it comes to damages, a shor muad pays nezek shalem, a shor tam pays chatzi nezek. So maybe the same thing should be when it comes to kofar, that there's kofar shalem and there's chatzi kofar. So the chiddush of Bala Sharnaki is that you don't pay chatzi kofar. So that's one thing that they learn from Bala Sharnaki. And also, Ula Dmei Vlados, they also learn from Bala Sharnaki that if a shor pushes a pregnant woman and it causes her to miscarry, that the Bala Shor doesn't have to pay anything to the husband of that woman. He does not have to pay the Dmei Vlados. Not like a person who shoves a woman and causes her to miscarry. So Hanas Oro Min Alahu. So where is that Tana that already uses Bala Sharnaki to tell me these two halachos? Where is he going to learn that you're not allowed to get Hana'a from the Or of a Shara Niskal? Because that's what we said yesterday. We asked that once I know that the Yisra Achila and the Yisra Hana'a are both derived from the words Lo Yeachel, so what does Bala Sharnaki come to teach me? So he said, oh, Bala Sharnaki comes to tell me that the Or of a Shara Niskal is also Asar Bana. So he says, okay, but that's if Bala Sharnaki is free to teach me that. But if you're using Bala Sharnaki to teach me these other two halachos, how do you taka know that the R of a Shara Niskal is Asar Bana? So the Gemara answers, oh, very simple. May S Bisaro, S Hatafal Bisaro. From the words S Bisaro, so it's the S Hatafel Bisaro. The extra word S teaches me that it's the R as well. It's not only the Basar, but it's even that which is Tafel to the Basar that's included in the Isra Hana'ah, the Idach, and the one who learns the Isra of the R from Bala Sharnaki, why doesn't he darshan like those Tanaim of S Bisaro to teach me S Hatafel Bisaro? Can't you learn that the R is Asrabana from there? Why do I need Bala Sharnaki to teach me that? So says Gemara, well, S Lo Darish. The obviously doesn't darshan the word S, meaning there is some sort of controversy we're about to see, whether you should darshan every time the word S appears in the Torah. Is there a halacha to be derived? So this machlokas of whether we derive that the or shara niskal is asrbana or not, whether we derive that the or shara niskal is asrbana from bala sharnaki or from S Bisaro is really a machlokas of whether you're allowed to darshan S in the Torah. What's the discussion about darshaning S in the Torah? So a famous brisa, Kidatanya. The brisa tells us in Maseches Pesachim and over here as well, Shimon Amsuni va'amrila Nechemiah Amsuni ha'yadorish kal S in Shabbat Torah. That Shimon Amsuni and Amrila, some say it was Nechemiah Amsuni, would darshan every S in the Torah. Kivin she'igia le'es Hashem Elokechotira, once he got to the pasuk of Es Hashem Elokechotira, he was afraid to be marba anything, because what are you going to equate to Yerushamayim and say that you have to have the same yira of something else, like you have to have yira shemayim. So pirish. So right away he stopped darshaning the word S, meaning he didn't know what you could possibly add. That just like you're supposed to be yori from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you should be yori from something else as well. What could that something else possibly include? Meaning the tzura of the drasha from S and gam is to darshan that just like the Torah says this thing, it's also hinting with the word S, that it's not only this, but it's something else as well. So just like S Bisaro, the Tana Darshans, that it's also the Or of the Sharaniskal. So you can't possibly do that to say that there's something else on par with the Ribono Shlolam. The Rishonim raise the question, the Shittim Kibetz raises the question, why don't we say that, why didn't he already run into trouble earlier when he got to the Pasuk of Yahavta, S Hashem Elokecha? What are you going to equate to Ahavas Hashem? So the Shittim Gvetzah suggests that from the Pasuk of Yahavta, we could darshan to be Ohev Avodas Hashem, that it's a love of the service of the Ribbono Shalom that the Ribbono Shalom provided us with. So it's not another entity, but it's just the life that Hashem gave us and the responsibilities that He gave us. The Marsha says, no, from the Ahavta we could darshan Avas Talmud Chacham to equate that with Avas Hashem, because Ava, you can have Ava of something, but Yiras Hashem is to be Mefachid from Schar V'Onesh. There's no one else that gives Schar V'Onesh other than the Ribbono Shalom, and that was the trouble, that he assumed that the Yiras that we're talking about is Schar Va'onesh, and that's why he ran into trouble. And it could be that's what the next line is, that when in two lines from now, when Rabbi Akiva darshans and asks to be L'Rabbos Tamid Chachamim, it's because he says no, it's not Schar Va'onesh, that's not what the Yira is over here. There's a Yira Sa'onesh and there's Yira Sa'romus. There's just being in awe of somebody. So we could have that same sense of awe of some, not the same, but a similar sense of awe of Tamid Chachamim as well. But anyway, Amar Lo Tamidav. So the Tamidim said to Shimon Amsuni or Nechemiah Amsuni, Rebbe, Kol Es and Shadrashta Matei Aleim. What's going to be with all the Essen that you already darshaned? Meaning there's going to be nothing left. Meaning everything that you did, your whole life's work, is down the drain. So Amar Lahem, Keshem Shekibalti Schar Aladrisha, Kach Kibalti Alaprisha. Just like I was Mekabel Schar for darshaning, so too I'll be Mekabel Schar for the Prisha. So the Achronim raised the question. That's a funny line. Kibalti schar al drisha. I received schar for the drisha. Schar mitzvos bahei al maleka. There is no schar in this world for mitzvos. So what's he saying? I got my schar already for Talmud Torah. No, you didn't. You don't get your schar until the next world. So the Ben Yoyad explains that even though there's no schar b'olam hazeh, but Chazal tell us in Pirkei Avos that schar mitzvah, meaning that the schar of a mitzvah is that you have the opportunity to do more mitzvos. It leads your life in a certain direction where you're
you're able to do more mitzvahs. So he said, I've been a learning person my whole life I've been learning. Okay, so all the drushes were wrong, but it led me to a life of shmiras mitzvahs. It led me to a life of avodas Hashem. So I already received that level of schar for these mitzvahs. Kibalti schar al adrisha, so too I'll be mekabel schar al aprisha. That the way some of the Achronim and the Marsha explains it is, what's the great schar that he got for the Drisha? The great schar for the Drisha is the Kavod HaTorah, that he darshaned every S, right? We said that when he shmeshed Rabbi, who was it? Rabbi Akiva, but the Kavod HaTorah, I think it was, because he darshaned the crowns of each letter in the Torah, meaning part of Kavod HaTorah is to show that every letter is meaningful, that every little knach is meaningful, that there's depth in everything in the Torah. So keep look at the Kavanah Torah that was created, that I tried to create my whole life by showing that every S in the Torah is meaningful. So too, I'll be Mekabel Tzchar al Prisha, because the Prisha is also a Kavanah Torah, because I'm being Marba Kvot Shemayim with the Prisha by not darshaning the S, because if I were to darshan the S, I would be equating something with Kvot Shemayim, with Yiras Hashem. So the way I was Mekabel Tzchar for Kavanah Torah, I'm going to be Mekabel Tzchar for Kvot Shemayim in the same way. Until Rabbi Akiva came along and he taught that Es Hashem Elokei Chatira comes to include Talmidei Chachamim, that one has to have Mora of Talmidei Chachamim as well. So according to Rabbi Akiva, we can darshan all the Essen in the Torah, and therefore, according to Shimon Amsuni's conclusion, we don't darshan every Essen in the Torah. So it could be that's the machlokas over here, whether we darshan Es HaTafel B'Sorah to tell me that Hana Asorah of Ashar Niskal is Asur, or we have to learn it from Bala Sharnaki, and we can't have it from Es B'Sorah, Es HaTafel L'B'Sorah. We pointed out over Yontif the Vart that Rav Gifter said, that where in the world did Rabbi Akiva figure something out that Shimon HaMasuni, Nechami HaMasuni couldn't figure out? Shimon HaMasuni, Nechami HaMasuni spent his whole life working on this issue. And Rabbi Akiva came up with a Chiddush. It also doesn't seem like such an ingenious thing. I mean, what did he, what's Yata Deshmaya did he have? What tools did he have to be able to darshan this that the Rebbe couldn't darshan? So Rav Gifter suggested that he had one advantage over Shimon HaMasuni or Nechami HaMasuni, and that is that he saw the model of Shimon HaMasuni or Nechami HaMasuni. They didn't get to see such a model, meaning he saw someone who spent their entire lives figuring out, taking a certain mahalich and working on something their entire lives, and having the radical integrity to realize that if it's not true, I'm willing to throw away my life's work if it's not MS. And having witnessed that, he said, there's room to say the Rabbos Tamid Chachamim, that one could have a certain level of mora for Tamid Chachamim as well. Okay, Be'egla Arufa, how do I know that an Egla Arufa is Asr Ba'ana? So Minolan, Sa Amrit Be'e Rabiyana, Kapar Ksiv Ba'kikachim, because it says Kapara by Egla Arufa, like it says by Kachim, by Egla Arufa it says Kaper Liamcha Yisrael. So there's a hekesh that just like Kachim are Asr Ba'ana, so to Egla Arufa is Asr Ba'ana. Tzipori Mitzora, we said that Tzipori Mitzora are Asr Ba'ana as well, and therefore the woman is not Mekudesha, so if you try to be Mekadish her with Tzipori Mitzora, so Minolan, how do I know that it's Asr Ba'ana? Tzitarim Debe Rabbi Shmuel, Nemar Machshir Mechaper Mibifnim. There are two types of karbanos that are brought inside the Azara. There's a Machshir, which is only an Asher Mitzora. What does it mean that it's a Machshir? That the Mitzora is not allowed to eat Kachim until he brings his Asham Mitzora. So long as he hasn't brought his Asham, he's not allowed to eat Kachim. So that's what we call a Machshir, that it functions to be Machshir him, and that's the whole purpose of the Karban. And then there's every other Karban, which is a Mechaper, right? So you have two models of Karbanos. There is every Karban, and then there's one in the category of a Machshir, but that happens Mibifnim. Those two categories exist in the Azara. And then, V'nemer Machshir Mechaper Mibichutz. You even have rare Karbanos that are brought outside of the Azara, and they also fit into two categories. There's a Machshir and a Mechaper. Namely, the Tzipori Mitzora is Machshir the Mitzora to re-enter the Machne. So that's a Machshir. And a Mechaper is Egla Arufa. Egla Arufa is not done in the Beis HaMikdash. Egla Arufa is done out wherever they found the dead body, right by the closer, the basin of the closer town. So it's also Bachutz, but that's Mechaper. That's Kaper Liamcha Yisrael. So we have two models of a Machshir and a Mechaper Mibifnim, and we have two models of a Machshir and a Mechaper outside of the Azar. So, ma machshir mechaper amur b'fnim. just like in these two categories of machshir and mechaper that you have in the Azara, asaba machshir kim mechaper, that the asher mitzara, which is the machshir, has the same din as all the other karbanos which are mechaperim, saaf machshir mechaper amur b'chutz. So too, when it comes to these two categories outside of the Beis Hamikdash, asaba machshir kim mechaper, we treat the tziporim mitzara, which are a machshir, like an egla arufa, which is a mechaper. And therefore, once I've already shown that an egla arufa is asabana, mimela tziporim mitzara are going to be asabana as well. Because if the mechaper mibachutz is asabana, then the machshir mibachutz must be asabana as well. So once we're on the topic of tziporim mitzara, says Mar Itmar, tziporim mitzara me'emasai asurim. At what point did tziporim mitzora become asurbana? So two opinions. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mishas Shchita, Reish Lakish Amar Mishas Lekicha. Rabbi Yochanan says from the time of the Shchita of the tziporim mitzora, or one of the tziporim mitzora, the other one is Mishalachas, it gets sent out, only one of them is actually Shechted. So from the time of the Shchita, that's the one that becomes asurbana, and that's when it becomes asurbana. And Reish Lakish says, no, from the time you take the tziporim in for the sake of the Taras HaMitzora, that's already when it becomes asurbana. Rabbi Yochanan Mishas Shchita. Rabbi Yochanan says Mishas Shchita because Shchita who da asrila. It's the Shchita that asrs it. What does it mean? Meaning he's just restating his opinion. Meaning from the fact that the Torah asrs the Shchuta and is matir the Mishalachas. Meaning that's his real point. Meaning the point is that, so the Ramban explains, that there are two tziporim mitzora. Only one of them becomes asr ba'ana. Namely the one that's shechted, the one that's sent away, the one that's sent off, is not asr ba'ana. So it's most mistaver that if only one of them becomes asr ba'ana, it's when you do what distinguishes it, which is that it gets a shechita. That's when it's going to become asr ba'ana. So Rabbi Yochanan saying, I'm telling you the simple approach. So Reish Lakish tries to come up with a chiddush. Reish Lakish amar, no, mishas lekicha becomes asr ba'ana from the time of the lekicha. Because me'egla arufa nafka, because after all, the whole way that we know that tziporim mitzora asr ba'ana is only because we derive it from egla arufa. So ma egla arufa mechayim, af tziporim mitzora mechayim. Just like egla arufa, it's already mechayim, it's while it's still alive that it becomes asr ba'ana before the arifa of the egla. So tziporim mitzora is going to be asr ba'ana while it's still alive. So says Mar, but when taka does an egla arufa become asr? Egla arufa gufa me'em asai. When does an egla arufa actually become asr? So he says, I once heard someone say some sort of point that it becomes asr, but I forgot what it was. So the seven chavarai lomar and the talmidim figured it out on their own that it's yiridasa l'nachaleisan, that it's when the ziknei ear bring it down to the nachaleisan to do the arifa. It's that yirida l'nachaleisan yiosarta. That's what asr zipana. That the shas from the shas yirida, it's already called an egla arufa, even though the arifa didn't happen yet. The Gemara Maseches Krisos says Machlokas Amoraim, where Rav Hamnuna says that an egla arufa is asura mishas arifasa, and Rava in the name of Rabbi Yana says that it's asura mechayim from the time of the yirida l'nachaleisan, and the Gemara over there says that it's really Machlokas Tanaim, that if you learn machshir kimechaper, so then it's asura mechayim. So Tosfos points out that Rabbi Yana, who holds that it's asura mechayim, is lishitasa that by egla arufa kapara ksiv bakikachim, and that's how I know that egla arufa is asr ba'ana. So because I learned machshir kimechaper, that's why it's asr ba'ana mechayim. So that's what our Gemara just assumes, that egla arufa is asr mechayim. So it says Gemara, ima egla arufa mishas lekicha lo mitasra af tziporim mitzora nami. Well, wait a second, you're telling me that tziporim mitzora that are asr mechayim is derived from egla arufa, and therefore tziporim mitzora is mishas lekicha. Well, egla arufa itself is not mishas lekicha. Egla arufa is only mishas harada l'nachaleisan. Shouldn't it be mishas lekicha? So tziporim mitzora nami mishas lekicha lo mitasri. So we should say that if egla arufa is not asr mishas lekicha, tziporim mitzora should also not be asr mishas lekicha. So says Mara Hachiashri, you can't compare fully egla arufa to tziporim mitzora because hasam is like gvulachrina. When it comes to egla arufa, there's another critical point, meaning you need to find a critical point prior to the shechita where you're going to say, oh, that's when it becomes asr ba'ana. By egla arufa, there is another critical point, and that is when you're morid l'nachaleisan. But hacham is like gvulachrina, but by tziporim mitzora, there are only two critical points. There's the lekicha and there's there's the shechita. So if it's not one, it's the other. There's no other critical point in between. So since we learn from Egla Rufa that it's Asr Mechayim, so it must be Tzipor Mitzor is also Asr Mechayim, we go back to the last critical point prior to the shechita. So what's the last critical point by Egla Rufa? Haradol Nachleisan. What's the last critical point by Tzipor Mitzor? The Shas Lekicha. So now the Gemara brings three challenges that Rabbi Yochanan issued against Reish Lakish. Again, Reish Lakish held that the Tzipor Mitzor are Asr already Mishas Lekicha. So three kashas. Number one, Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan challenges Reish Lakish. It says in the Torah, Kol Tzipor Tahora Tochelu. So from the word Kol, we darshin L'rabos HaSamushulachas. That it includes umishulachas, that the mishulachas is mutaris ba'achila, meaning the tzipori mitzora, there are two birds, one of them yishacht, and the other one gets sent out. The one that gets sent out is mutar ba'achila, v'zeh asher lo tochlu mehem, and then the pasuk continues, and this is what you don't eat, l'rabos, as hashchuta, and that comes to tell me that the tzipor that gets shechted is also ba'na. But v'yisal kadai tochif, you can assume like Reish Lakish says, that mechayim asura, that the shchuta is already asher mechayim, la'achar shchita mibayi. Why do I need a pasuk to tell me that once you shechted, it's asur b'ana? If it was already asur b'ana mishas l'kicha, so well, what's the need for the riboy of asher to be mochiach that kodem shechita, that lachar shechita it's asur b'ana? So it must be that kodem shechita was mutar b'ana. So Gemara says, nah, not such a kasha. Even though it could be that it was already asur mechayim, and there was a hava mina to think that it would become mutar at the time of the shechita. Ma'u d'teme mi d'dava kachim. I mean, I think it should be just like many other kachim, demechayim asiri, where kachim are aser when they're alive, meaning they're subject to me'ila when they're alive, v'as yishchita makshuluhu, and then when you shech the kachim kedin, it becomes mutter to eat the basar of the kachim, so the shechita is materit ba'ana. I mean, what happens with the carbon shlamim? You eat it. What do you mean you eat it? It's kachim, how could you eat it? Yeah, mechayim was aser ba'ana, mechayim, if you were to get any ana from it, it would be a violation of me'ila, but then you do the shechita, and itaka becomes mutter ba'ana, so kamash mulan, therefore, so I would have thought the same is true by the tziporim mitzvah. That in a chinami it's asr ba'na mishas lekicha, but as soon as you shecht it, it becomes mutter. Kamash malan, the pasuk says v'zeh asher lo sochlu mehem, that the shechted tzipor is asr ba'na. So according to Reish Lakish, that it's asr mechayim, there's still a need for a riboy of asher to tell me that even after you shecht it, it's asr ba'na. Okay, challenge number two that Rabbi Yochanan has against Reish Lakish. So Eisvei, Rabbi Yochanan challenges Reish Lakish. It says in the Mishnah Maseches Nagayim, shchatav nimtzei streifa. If you shecht the tzipor that's designated for shechita, and it turns out that it's a trefa, you check the simanim and you found a hole in the veshet or something like that in the makom shechita, so it's possible to use for the taras hametzora. So yikach zug l'shnia, so get another partner for the other bird that remains from the original pairing, and you don't have to buy two new birds. Meaning the other bird is still viable. It's just the one that you shechted that turned out to be a trefa. That's no good. Varishonu mutaris ba'na, and the first one becomes mutar ba'na. Even though the shechita asers a tzipor, but nevertheless, it's a shechita shein aruya, so it's not going to aser because it's not a real shechita. Shechita shein aruya, meaning because it was a trefa, so shechita shein aruya is not really called a shechita. But v'isal kadai toch mechayim asura harishon amay muteres ba'na. But if it had already become aser mishas l'kicha, well then what made it muter ba'na? Meaning it already became aser mishas l'kicha prior to the shechita. So I understand if you're going to tell me that the shechita asers a ba'na. Okay, well then this wasn't a shechita, so it's not going. But if it was already asr b'ana beforehand, what was matirit b'ana? There's nothing that should have been matirit b'ana. So Amalei Reish Lakish responds, "Hach ma'iskin goshimtzis treifa b'bnei me'eha." No. This is a case where we found it was a treifa b'bnei me'eha, meaning we know bevadei that it was a treifa already at the time of the lekicha. It was a treifa its entire life, and therefore it's muteres b'ana. The lo chala la kedusha klal, because there was never any kedusha that was chala in it at all. Meaning ein achinami shas lekicha. And if it was a bird that once became asr b'ana, even when you do a shechita shein aruya, it's not going to become mutter. It will stay asr. But if it was, but since at the time of the lekicha it was already a trefa, so it was already asr b'ana. It already never became asr b'ana. The whole lekicha was an invalid lekicha. So now a third challenge to Reish Lakish. Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan challenges Reish Lakish. We have a brisa shchata shelo be'ezav shelo be'etz erez v'shelo b'shnita la'as, that if you shecht the tzipor that's meant to be shechted, but without all the accompanying items that you're supposed to have, the ezav and the etz erez and the shnita la'as, so Rabbi Yaakov Vomer Hol V'Huktzon L'Mitzvasa, since the Tzipor was designated for the Shchit, for the Taras HaMitzora, so it's Asura. The Shchuta becomes Asura Bana, even though you didn't do it properly. Rabbi Shimon Omer Hol V'Nishchut L'Shalach HaMitzvasa Muteres. And Rabbi Shimon says, no, you shechted it in properly, and therefore it's going to be Muteres. The Shchita without the Ezov, without the Yetzeres, without the Shnita Las, is totally improper. That's not the way it's supposed to be done. And therefore, it's going to be Asr. Meaning the Seder of the Asiyas Tzipori Mitzora is explicit in the Torah, where it says, V'tziva akoyin v'lokach lamitaher shtei tziporim chayus tahorus ve'etz erez ushnitolas ve'ezov. Right? Those are the ingredients. So there's machlokes rishonim, whether you need the etz erez and the ezov and the shnitolas to be in front of you at the Shas Shchita. So according to the Rash, and the Rash Mishans and the Mishnayos and the Rash, you need to have them prior to the Shchita. So the Tosefta is talking about a case where you shechted shlobeiz of shlobeiz er, shlobeiz shnitolas, means they weren't befunav at the Shas Shchita, and therefore it became possible. So if you assume like that Shita and Rishonim, so that's what we're talking about over here, that it simply wasn't befunav at the Shas Shchita. Other Rishonim, the Meiri Tos Yomtov, others say that they bring it after the Shchita, and they learn this Tosefta to be talking about where you don't have it at all. So even after the Shchita, you just never had the Ezov and the Eitzaris and the Shnita, and the Shnita Las. So okay, but either way, you didn't do the Shchita properly. So now here's Rabbi Yochanan's Raya. Ad kan lo pligi ela marsav shchita shein ruy shma shchita marsav shchita shein ruy lo shma shchita. The whole machlokas between Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Shimon is about what the status of a shchita shein ruya l'mitzvasa is. That Rabbi Yaakov holds that a shchita shein ruya, like this tzipor that's shechted without the ezov and the etzeres and the shnita la'as, is considered a shchita l'gabe yisurei ana. So therefore, the tzipor becomes aser with this shchita. Whereas the Rabbi Shimon holds shchita is not called the Shechita, so it doesn't become Aser with the Shechita. But everyone seems to assume, yeah, it's not Aser prior to the Shechita. The whole question is, did this Shechita make it Aser? So don't you see, says Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, that I'm right, that it's the Shechita that would make it Aser Bana, and not the Lekicha that would make it Aser Bana. So says Gemara, you know what? Tanaihi, you are right. And in fact, that is the assumption of that Brisa. But it's a machlokas tanaim. This machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, when the tziporim become aser, is in fact a machlokas tanaim. Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Shimon take a hold that it's mishas shchita, and like you, Rabbi Yochanan, have just proven. However, you should be aware that there's another tana that holds that it's mishas lekicha. The tana of Rabbi Shmuel, nemar machshir mechaper mibefnim, nemar machshir mechaper mibachutz. As we said, that it says machshir mechaper bifnim, and we also have a machshir and a mechaper, the two models of kabbarnos that are brought. One that's a machshir, one that's a mechaper b'chutz. Ma machshir mechaper amar b'fnim, also ba machshir kim mechaper. Just like we said, b'fnim, the Asham Mitzora has the same status of the of every other karban. So the machshir is kim mechaper. Af machshir mechaper amar b'chutz. So too, the machshir mechaper that we have b'chutz, when it comes to the tzipori mitzora, so also ba machshir kim mechaper, that we treat the machshir like the mechaper, that we treat the tzipori mitzora like the egla rufa, and therefore, just like an egla rufa is asura mechayim, so too the tzipori mitzora are already asur mechayim. So Reish Lakish says, yeah, in Achinami there are tanan that hold like you, Rabbi Yochanan. You just know there's a tanan that says explicitly like me that it's derived from egla rufa, and therefore just like egla rufa is asur mechayim, so too the tzipori mitzora is going to be asur mechayim. So now the Gemara says gufa. Let's go back to discuss this. What happens with these tzipori mitzora? It says in the Torah, kol tzipor. So from the Lashon Kol, we darshan l'rabos as a meshulachas, that the tzipor that's meshulachas is mutar b'achila. Meaning, there's an extra word in the pasuk about the tzipor mitzora to tell me that one of these birds remains mutar, is not asur b'ana. V'zeh asher lo tochlu mehem, the extra word asher l'rabos as a shchuta, tells me that one of these birds is asur b'ana. So I have a riboy in the pasuk tell me that one of these birds is mutar b'ana, and a riboy in the pasuk tell me one of these birds is asur b'ana. So ask him about a very simple question. Ve'epuchana, how do I know that it's the shechted one that's asur b'ana and the mishalachas that's mutar b'ana? Maybe it's the reverse. Maybe the mishalachas should be the one that's asur b'ana and the shechted one should be the one that it's mutar b'ana. How do you know which drasha to apply to which bird? So the Gemara is going to have three approaches. Answer number one, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, motzinu balechayim shasurim. You just look at the rest of Kol HaTorah Kula. In the rest of Kol HaTorah Kula, you never find a balchay, a living animal, that's asur. So it's not mitstaver that the tzipor that's mishulachas is going to be asur ba'achila, because it's still alive. So the pasuk that asurs must be talking about the shchuta. Therefore, the pasuk that's matir must be talking about the mishulachas. So Gemara asks, what? Is that a rule that you don't find balichayim that are asur? Maskar Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, v'lo, hare mukta. What about an animal that was designated for tekrovas avodah zarah? V'neva, what about an animal that was actually worshipped for avodah zarah, Rachman al son? The balichayim ninhu, that these things are living animals, v'asiri, and they're asur isarolam while they're alive. It says in the pasuk, Adam ki yakrav mikem karban l'Hashem min habeim, and rabakum ratzon takrivas karbanchem. So we darshan min habakar lahotzias anevad, min hatzon lahotzias amukta. So you see that they're possible to be used for karban. So it's a kasha Rabbi Yochanan. How can you say that we don't find balichayim that are aser, a muktza, a nevad, or aser, even though they're balichayim? So it says, "Marno ki asiru the gevoa and the hedyon mishrashari." What kind of this do muktza and nevad have? They're not allowed to be used as karbanos, but you want to have it for dinner tonight? Go ahead and shecht it and have it for dinner tonight. It's not actually aser ba'na'a. It's just that you're not allowed, or even ba'achila. It's just that it's not allowed to be used as a karban. But we don't find that balichayim are really aser for us to use. So maskar b'yirmiya, but we do. Hare roveya v'nirva. What about an animal that was roveya in isha, that was involved in bestiality? The v'nirva, or a man was roveya, the animal be'edim, and edim saw it. The balichayim ninu. These are living animals, va'asiri, and they're absolutely asr ba'anah. They're chayiv skila. Pasuk says by the roveya v'arakta se'isha ve'esa behema. By the nirva it says ve'esa behema tarogu. So they're asr ba'anah even before they get skila, as soon as there's a gemar din. So they're balei chayim, and they're aser, not just the gevoa, they're aser for everybody. So how could Rabbi Yochanan say such an answer? Oh, how do I know that the mishalachas is one that's mutter? Because every living thing is always mutter. Not true. Roveya and nirva are living things, and they're aser ba'na. Elam Rabbi Yochanan's second possible answer. Elam Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. In the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, lo matzinu rov balei chayim shasum. This is not the second answer, he's just fixing up the first answer. Not that we never find, not that it's unprecedented for balei chayim to be asur ba'na, but for the most of the time, balei chayim are not asur ba'na. I mean, you have to really fetch out, you have to really stretch to find an example of a balei chayim that's asur ba'na. And you came up with roveya and nirva, but it's not mistaver that tzipori mitzora are going to be in that very tiny category. It's much more mistaver that tzipori mitzora will be in the much broader category that living things are mutabana, and therefore the living tzipor mitzora is going to be mutabana. So says Gemara, let's bring another possibility of how I know that the tzipor mishulachas is the one that is mutabana. Devei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, Damakra v'shilach al pnei asada. It says v'shilach al pnei asada. So the Torah apparently equates the tzipor with the sada. Ki sada ma sada muteres af haynam muteres. Just like the sada is mutter, there's no isra on the sada, so to the bird is mutter. Hai sada lachi udasa, but the word sada is already used for something else. Humi bayle l'chadetanya. We need the word sada for a different drasha. Sada shelo yamod biyafo v'yizra kanaliyam. To tell me that a kohen is mishlech the tzipar shouldn't be standing in the city of Yafo and throw it toward the yam, send it out toward the yam, or bigvas v'yizra kanalamidbar, or stand in the city that's borders the midbar and send it out toward the midbar. Shelo yamod chutz l'ir. And he shouldn't be standing outside the city of Yisrael Betochir and send it toward the city. So from the word sada, we learn that Yisdafka is supposed to send it to a sada, not to a yam, not to a midbar, not to an ear, dafka to a sada. El kol shomid v'ir, Yisrael chutz l'choma, where when the mishaleach should be in the ear and send it toward the sada outside of the walls of the city. So how can you learn from the word sada that the tzipar mishulachas is the one that's motor ba'na'a? The word sada is needed to tell me where to send it, which direction to send it in. The Idach and Tandabir Rabbi Shmuel holds that if the pasuk was only coming to teach me that you're supposed to send it to a sada, imke nichtav kra sada, let the Torah say the word sada, my ha sada, shvamina tarti, must be that there are two drushas to be made. And now a third approach, how do I know that the tzipor that's shechted is the one that's asubana, and the one that's mishulachas is mutabana? And then the most simple approach, Rava Amar, lo amra Torah shalech, the takala, the Torah is not going to tell me shalach to send out this bird when it's asubana, and anyone can find it, and anyone, no one's going to be able to identify it. They're just going to use it as a regular bird. They're going to shekhlet, they're going to eat it, and it's asr ba'na. So we're going to makshil the rabbim. But by sending out such a bird. So there's no way the Torah would have done such a thing. B'sarnazi, we then said, Sarnazi is also Asubana. Minalan, how do I know Sarnazi is Asubana? Domakar, because Pazuk says, Kadoshi Yagadal Parasar Rosho, Gidulo Yia Kodesh. So we see that the Gidul, the Sayar, is Kodesh, which means that it's Asubana. Well, Lima Kodesh Tofis Dom Vyosil Chulin, Af Sarnazi Tofis Dom Vyosil Chulin. How much are you going to equate it to Kodesh? The halacha by Kodesh is that you can exchange the Kedusha onto money, and then the original Kodesh item becomes not Kodesh anymore. You can say the same thing by Sarnazi, they exchange it for money, and then the Sarnazi is no longer Asubana. Well, Mikarinan Kodesh, Kadosh Karinan. We don't read it as Kodesh, which would imply that the Sarnazir has a shame Kodesh, which is transferable. No, we read it as Kadosh, that even though the Masoras is to write it without to write a Chas without the Vav, but still, we don't read it Kodesh, we read it Kadosh. So it's not like Kodesh, which is Tofes is Damav, that it itself is Kadosh, and it's Asr Bahana, and even if you sell it, it's not Tofes is Damav, it remains Asr. If you're Makadish Nisha with the Sarah Nazir, she's in the Mukadeshes. But Petr Hamar, we then said Petr Hamar is also Asubana. So name Masis and look Rabbi Shimon. Our Mishnah seems to be against Rabbi Shimon. Detanya, Petr Hamar, Asubana, the Rabbi Yuda, Rabbi Shimon, Matir. Rabbi Shimon says that Petr Hamar is Takamutrabana, directly against our Mishnah. So Amram Nachman Amram Baravua, La Achar Arifa. Our Mishnah is talking about after you do the Arifa of the Petr Hamar, meaning as we mentioned yesterday, the Petr Hamar is you're supposed to exchange it for a sheep, and then the donkey becomes mutter. But if you don't, then you need to do an arifa on the donkey, and then it and it's asubana. So la'achar arifa of divrei akol, everyone agrees that it's going to be asubana. So that's what our Mishnah is talking about. You're being mekadish the isha with the petach hamar after you do the arifa, when everyone holds it's taka asubana. Basu b'chalav, how do I know? How do I know basu b'chalav is asubana? So famous drasha, the tamed ben Rabbi Shmuel lo savash gudi b'chalav imo shalosh pamim. Torah says three times lo savash gudi b'chalav imo. Echelis rachila, echelis rana, echelis bishel. One each to tell me that it's asr b'achila, that it's asr b'ana, and that it's asr b'bishel. Umasnisin dloki aitana. And our mission is against the following tana. Titania, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, omer basr b'chalav asr b'achila, umutr b'ana. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda holds that basr b'chalav is actually mutr b'ana. Shenemar, ki am kadosh atal la'ashem elkecha lo sevashal gedi b'chalav imo. Ula lanu omer, va'anshe kodesh tiyun li, the end of that pasuk. So the Torah mentions this lashon of Am Kadosh and Anshe Kodesh in these two places, by Basar B'chalav and by Treifa. So Mala Halon, just like Treifa, where it says Anshe Kodesh, what's the halacha? It's Asr B'Achila Mutar Bana. You're not allowed to eat a Treifa, but a Treifa is Mutar Bana. So Afkan, so by Basar B'chalav also, it says Am Kadosh, Asr B'Achila Mutar Bana, that it's Taka Asr B'Achila, but it should be Mutar Bahana. So you see, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda does not think that Basar B'chalav is Asr B'ana. He's against our Mishnah. And then we said Chulin Shnishchutu Ba'azara is also something that's Asr B'ana, and therefore you cannot be Mekadesh Nisha with it. Minani Mili, how do I know Chulin Shnishchutu Ba'azara is Asr B'ana? Am Rabbi Yochum Shemra Meir, Amra Torah, the Torah says about Shchitas Kachim, Shchotli Bishali, you shecht my Karbanos in my place, meaning in the Azara, Vishalcha, Bishalcha, and you shecht your own meat in your own places, Bisharecha, wherever you live, outside of the Azara. So mashali bishalcha asr, just like if you were to try to take my carbon and shecht it outside of the azara, that's called shchutei chutz, and that would be asr. Afshalcha bishali asr. So too, your chulin shechted in my azara is also going to be asr bana. So says Mar, well, imashali bishalcha anushkares, afshalcha bishali anushkares. How much are you going to equate them? If you do shchutei chutz, you're chayv kares. So you're going to tell me that if you shecht chulin in the azara, you're also going to be chayv kares. So amakra, that's why the pasuk says, that all carbon anushkaris al chun shush vazare in anushkaris. That the pasuk specifically identifies if you take something that has kedushas carbon and you do shchut echutz, yeah, then you're going to be chayiv karis. But there is no chayiv karis on that which is not a carbon. So chun shush vazare is not going to be chayiv karis. The Gemara now challenges Rabbi Meir that if there's a chilik legabe karis, that if you shech kachem bechutz, you're chayiv karis, but chun shush vazare, you're not chayiv karis, then ikalimifrach mala shalibir shalachashak. So the whole limud falls apart. Meaning the whole limud to tell me that chulin shushba azara is asr bana is because you say, oh, it's exactly equated with shchut echutz, but it's not exactly equated with shchut echutz. Shchut echutz is a chiyuv kares. Chulin shushba azara is not a chiyuv kares. Elam Rabbi Mehacha. Must be that there's another source for Chulshu Shubazar being Asar Banan. It's from the following. Pasuk says, Ushchato, that you shechted Pesach al Moed, meaning the Torah talks about the Akravas Shlomim and three different Pesukim, and it says, Veshachato so, and it says, Veshachato so. So, Tlasakra Yiseri, you have three Mi'utim that are extra over here. Veshachato, Veshachato so, both are coming to be Memayit. So, we're saying that it's Dafka, it that you shecht at the Pesach al Moed, not something else. So, why do I need three Mi'utim? Matam Lomar, what's it coming to teach me? Because it says in the Torah before we enter Yisrael ki yirchakimcha makom v'zavachta birichuk makom atazavach, that in, when you're outside of the Beis HaMikdash, the Torah allows you to shecht mi b'karucho mitzoncho, meaning whatever chulin you have, but v'yatazavach b'makom karov, but you're not allowed to shecht your chulin in a makom karov. What's makom karov? In the Azara. So you see, prat l'chulin shelo yishchatu b'azara, that the Torah is specifically telling me not to shecht chulin in the Azara. Ve'en li ala tmimim haruim li karev minayin l'rabos bali mumin. How do I know that even bali mumin should not be shechting the Azara? Marba ani bali mumin shekein min hamachshir, because it's the same min that's kosher la'akrava. Minayin l'rabos asachaya. How do I know even a chaya? Marba ani asachaya she b'shchita kebehema. Because a chaya is also subject to shchita like a behema. Minayin l'rabos asofos. How do I know that ofos as well? Tamalo shchato v'shachato so v'shachato so. One is coming to tell me that dafka you shecht it at Pesach Ol Moed and not chulin that are bali mumin. One to be memayit that you don't shecht a chay on the Azara, and the other one tell me that you don't shecht your own oaf in the Azara. So we see that you're not allowed to shecht chulin in the Azara. So now the Gemara is going to continue the drasha from tomorrow, where it's going to show that there's an Isser Hana'a from chulin shenishtu ba'azara as well. We'll pick up from Yachal tomorrow.